What?
We're all set on to get down. We got John on the line. We got Tim, our rehab guy, out in the green room. So whenever you're ready, we can roll.
You don't know what I'm going to do. Stop acting like you know what we're going to do. You don't know me. Well, shit, wrong button. Where's Grant Cobb?
His name is John.
All right.
Ozzy Cutter.
Oh, motherfucker.
He hates his kids, his wife, his life, his life, but not by Cutter.
I come right in his bitches, but
I'm... God on the VIP line. Out of his Ozzy mind. Forever be dead of the year.
That's right, we roll down here.
But yeah. The infamous words of Oxycontin John. That's right, we roll down here, which means makes fuck all sense, and I love it. Oxycontin John, are you there?
We roll the weed.
Oh. Oh, well, then my bad. I'm a moron, and you are an advanced human being.
That's right. We also roll the axe.
You roll the axe?
How do you roll the axe?
Right down your throat.
Oh, okay.
Come on, motherfuckers, catch up.
If it's okay with you, I'm just going to let you pass me, John.
Okay.
So anyway, you have not been sober since we've talked, right? You've still been doing drugs?
Mostly alcohol and marijuana.
How are you going with the Oxycontins?
Yesterday I took one, but I haven't taken one today.
You took one yesterday?
Just one.
And usually before you were around this show, you were taking 5 or 6 a day.
It varied from day to day,
right.
But roughly.
You've been trying to cut down is what I'm asking.
Yes, sir.
Right, and you...
family is all up in my ass behind me on this. They're, you know, telling me every day how proud they are and shit.
Well, that's gotta mean something, doesn't it, that your family's proud of you for trying to quit?
That means a lot, man.
Well, imagine how much it would... Do you think they'd be happy if you went to rehab?
Yeah, that's what they're begging me to do.
They're begging you to do it?
Yeah.
You want to fucking drop a bomb on this asshole or what?
We'll drop a bomb in here and bring our guy in?
Yeah, I got a guy right now. You want to bring him in? Who is this guy?
Let's come in. Tim Chapman. Come on in.
Tim Chapman.
Hey, first of all, Ellis, yeah. I want to thank you and Stretch for fucking doing this.
That's right, dog.
Well, Tim, you want to put some headphones on so you can hear good old John? Tim Chapman is a man who, exactly what is it that you do, Tim?
I operate a drug rehab.
A drug rehab.
That's right.
You operate?
Yes.
And you would be willing to take Oxycontin John, we would change his name to John from now on, wouldn't we?
Yeah, he wouldn't be Oxycontin anymore.
He couldn't use his own.
Yeah, you could be Oxycontin John if you want to, John, but you're not allowed to do Oxycontin anymore, because guess what we're going to do for you?
What's up, man?
You're going to go to rehab, and we're going to take care of it, and you have to do is get your ass on a plane, and you're done. It's taken care of.
How long? As long as it takes?
Tim?
That's it. As long as it takes, John.
Hey, yeah, how long does it take? How long are we with this guy?
It depends what he's using. He said he was using...
Oxycontin.
What are you, 400 milligrams of Oxy? Is that what you're using?
It's actually the oxycodones.
Okay.
What does that mean, Tim? What's
codeine,
the difference?
Rather than...
It's Perc.
It's an opiate.
Percocet.
Right.
Pain.
Right.
Medication.
Synthetic heroin?
Yeah.
Right.
Same. It's all the same group.
Good right. stuff.
The good
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
So you've been doing that, and he's been drinking. He's obviously an alcoholic as well, right, John?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Hey, man. You're talking to one, dude. Trust me. I just recently had a hissy fit for 2 days because my wife was allowed to go drink for 2 days at the W Hotel with all their friends, and they wore lingerie and put mousse in their fucking hair and drank while I sat at home being a fucking lame, steaming pile of shit who's never allowed to drink again and hang out and have any fun. That's how I looked at it for at least 10 hours.
I know, I heard you bitching. You know they were playing with each other's pussies and titties.
Oh, yeah. God. If only they put that up on Ellis Mania. Don't worry about it, Tim. I'm backing him. I would watch the video with just as much excitement as John. I have no problem watching my wife finger bang her friends. It's just they have a problem with it. Bunch of pussies. Too busy getting wasted. Living the good life.
When am I getting on the plane?
When is he getting on the plane?
We're going to set that up and get him out
we're
here.
We're going to set that up.
Get him in with Tim.
We're going to get you on a plane, and you have agreed to this, right, John?
That is correct.
So you will get on the plane and you will go to rehab.
I'm fucking thanking you for it.
And you will not try to escape. You will stay and you will do what you are told. Yes?
Yes.
Because if you don't do what you're told, I will fucking kill you.
That's a pretty good intervention.
Yeah.
That might work.
Yeah. That's the next level. Like, you can go there and you can do the rehab thing, and then if you don't like it and you get on drugs and you hang out and you call my number again, all oxycontined out, well, then you're going to be on my TV show where I fly to your house and kick the fuck out of you. And I'm not even joking. It won't be funny, and we won't think it's... Nobody's going to be... Your kids will be crying, and your fucking wife will be trying to pull my other leg like she's a coach of the Knicks. Back when that dude was holding onto the back of somebody... Yeah. Who was that dude? Remember that fight?
Oh, Isaiah Thomas?
No, he was holding onto Alonzo Mourning's leg. Just had his, like, with his cheek up, pressed up against the dude's calf. Yeah. Alonzo Mourning's calf while Alonzo punched another guy. And they both managed to miss each other for a fucking 45 seconds.
Yeah.
The worst fighters in the world. I'll fight anyone in the NBA. Anyone. But yeah, I will beat you up bad, dude. Real bad. I'll give you a reason to take some painkillers because I'll crush your fucking face, all right?
Hey. No need for that violence.
All right, well, we'll see.
He's a happy drunk.
Hey, yeah, I'm a happy sober guy.
Yeah.
I have a big old smile on my face when your face is crushing with my hands. And hey. And then if it gets worse, then I'll call Shane Carwin.
Fuck Shane Carwin.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll pay you $1 million if you can actually still say that word after he's done with you.
I won't say that sober.
All right, no, you won't say that sober. So you enjoy your whatever it is you're going to do. Obviously, you have kids, so don't abuse the next couple of days of your drug intake. But just remember to say goodbye to it, dude, because you had a good run. That's the way I feel good about it. I know that I had a great run in the game of action drug and alcohol abuse. You know what I mean? I was the Travis Pastrana of that shit, and I wish that the X Games made ulterior sports for me. You know what I mean? Like the chugging while fucking whores race. You know what I mean? I could have got a couple of medals out of it, but they didn't.
A couple of joints, drink some beers, race.
Yeah, that's a great race. I would have done well. I would have been up there, but now I can't. I can't compete anymore, and neither can you, John. You are now out of the loop, and you're going to rehab. And think about it, like the pain that you're in trying to quit the drugs. Think about the pain that your kids would be in if you don't quit the drugs, because I would rather be on drugs than watch my father be on drugs for the rest of my days.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
I just want to say thank you to you, Stretch, Tim. I want to thank my family for putting up with this bullshit. My man Paul for giving me a ride to get vodka.
Well, shout out to Paul. What a guy. Yeah, forget Tim. Paul's really the guy here that we should be thanking.
The enabler.
I should say it's the chat.
Vandaloo.
Shut up, junkie boy. It's it's the Chapman House, chapmanrehab.com. And because really, at the end of the day, I want John to be sober, but there's nothing I can do about it. I'm sure if I went to his house and kicked the fuck out of him, he would have a really good excuse to get more painkillers. But really, Tim is the guy here that, and obviously Stretch, it was Stretch's idea. Stretch said that it was a possibility. Tim, you're the guy that is reaching out, that is making this possible. So everybody that thinks I'm real cool because it's the Jason Ellis show, oh, it's so cool how you've reached out and got fucking John a chance to live a clean life. I don't know how to get him rehabilitated. You do, Tim. So thank you for coming in here and making this a possibility. Yeah, because
what's going to happen? What is it? You get off the plane, you go in, what's he going to do?
Yeah.
You have meetings, you go to detox,
you'll see the physicians, and they'll look at you, the psychologist. And we're going to be looking at your history, John. We're going to be looking at... Oh, yeah.
Shut up and listen, John.
Issues, man.
This is about... That's what this is about. It's about you healing your issues.
Yeah.
You got plenty of them. If you got kids, you got issues.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And they are your issues, and Jason's right in that the most important thing you can do is get clean for your kids right now. People say you can't get clean for yourself. That's bullshit. You can.
Yeah.
You can get clean for yourself.
I'm so sick of this.
For other people.
I'm so sick of this. I'm doing this for myself first. The family is next. You know, they're the ones who want me to be that way.
Yeah, but you're right, John. The only way you can clean up is if you do it for yourself. You know what I mean? I tried to do it a bunch of times for other people. The only person you can do it for is yourself. You're right. You're on the right track. Just think about doing it for yourself. Think about, life's short, man. You're going to, I know you get that little, you wake up and you feel shit and you take an Oxycontin, you have a drink and you feel a little bit better, but I also know that that night and I know that morning and I know every day of your life that you sink a little lower and you have less self-esteem because you're a father who is a piece of shit. That's how you see yourself, and the only way that you can go through your day is to have another Oxycontin and another shot of vodka
so that you can erase the fact. My dad, because he was the same way.
Yep. Man, well, then stop. Here it is, man. Yeah. Here's your fucking ticket to ending it, because just like you said right then, your dad used to do it, now you're doing it. If you don't stop, your son's going to do it.
Yeah.
That's right. Crazy. That's the one. You have to get on that plane and you have to be sober, because it's like I say every day, dude, it's the dumb leading the dumber. You know what I mean? You're gonna build more and more morons so that we go down a road of fat useless junkies.
My kid sees me as a fucking moron, and I, on the other hand, idolize my father. He was having a good time taking me to parties.
Yeah.
Where I'm just an asshole.
Well, now your son's going to idolize you, man, because you bucked up and went to rehab and you got your life sorted out, because he's going to know how hard it is. I know you probably don't believe it right now, but he's old enough to know how hard it is to sober up, man. It's the hardest thing ever. You were born like I was. Drinks are not the same to us as they are to other people. They are the greatest thing ever invented. Drugs and alcohol is the greatest thing ever made. It just makes the pain go away.
Hey, Tim, I'll try not to show up too drunk, because I know it's going to be my last day.
That's right. That's okay.
I'm sure you've dealt with that before, right, Tim?
Come on drunk.
Yeah.
Drunk's the way to come.
Okay.
You'll be more comfortable that way. We'll take care of you, John.
Yeah, not too drunk, because they won't let you on the plane.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah.
Pace yourself. You're a professional at this. You've been in it for a long time, John.
Yep, 17 years.
Yep. 17 years drinking. Using?
Every day, drinking, pills, probably past, off and on, you know, past 10 years, just whatever I can get here and there. I've been smoking weed for 20 years, you know.
Yeah, anything to not be present. I get it.
Yeah, pretty much so.
I've been clean 31 years. It took me 10 years to get clean, and I wouldn't return it for anything, believe me.
It's not easy, right?
No.
Yeah, and the other thing I told John a long time ago is I watched that Intervention and shit. Everybody on there is a million times worse than you are, John, and it's weird to watch the show because they show you in one episode that the guy went to rehab for 3 months, and he looks like a fucking different human being. Like, and then and that's what made me realize you can go through your... You're very resilient. A human body's very resilient, but if you sober up and you don't poison yourself for 3 months, you look like a different person.
Yeah, well, I'm probably figuring I'll lose 15, 20 pounds. My cousin, or my nephew Matthew, said that when he got sober, he lost like 40 pounds.
You lose weight and you'll gain brain cells and you'll be able to appreciate watching your kids grow up and all that.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Oh, fuck.
They do. The memory doesn't really kick in too much, but you can learn and relearn. Dude, I learned how to read. I can read now. I never really went to school.
Read, Jason.
What?
You can kind of read.
I said kind of read.
Okay.
All right. I don't say I'm fucking
You're coming
brilliant.
Into Orange County, John. You're flying into John Wayne.
To where?
Orange County Airport. John Wayne.
Oh. Okay. I guess, what do I need to bring with me?
Bring about a week's worth of clothes.
Okay.
That's all you need.
That's it?
Yep.
Toothbrush?
Bring that. That's all you need. You don't really need a lot.
And then after you've done your stint in rehab, why don't you come by the show before you head home, all right?
Sounds great, mate.
All right, buddy. So we've got all his info, right, Stretch?
I got to talk to him and set up some stuff so we can arrange for him to fly out. But I know... Like, what about drugs, too? Because first thing I think is they're going to sneak fucking drugs or booze in and try to get high.
You guys can't
test
it.
We search
on a plane across the whole country, man.
We've been doing this a few years.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't...
You like searching the shit, it's like jail almost in that sense.
What's that, John?
I said I got some blood pressure medicine I'll bring with me, and that's it.
Right. Yeah, I trust you, dude. I can tell, dude. I know you've had enough. And you got two kids. I know you're... You're, you know, maybe halfway through rehab, you wish you fucking smuggled some drugs in. But I know right now that you're not trying to cheat anybody, and I believe that you're going to come in to get the job done. And 17 years in the game, man, I got a lot of respect for you to make this effort. Because I know you're on the radio, and it sounds cool, but I know you're going to get on that plane, and that's a big fucking deal to stop drinking and taking drugs, dude. A huge deal. You're going to change the world by doing this. Your family, your kids, everything's going to change. Right. Everyone's life's going to change from this move. So, shout out to your ass, man. It's real big of you.
Hey, give me that fucking, what's that one guy from Hell Yeah? That one.
You mean this one?
Red Dragons!
Fuck yeah. Put me on hold. Let me talk to Stretch. Let's get this shit going.
Yeah, that's a man right there. Later, John.
Later.
Man, wait a minute. The wrong button. That's the right button.
All
right. See, you can see it's very serious. Sounds like he's about to fight Shane Carwin.
But he's fucked up right now, and you know he's gonna party more, like knowing it's over.
Yeah, but he's not gonna. I would be more worried if he lived in a caravan or whatever, and he was like, "Yeah, okay, I've got like 5 days to go. I'm gonna fucking blow myself out of the water." He's got kids. He can't go. He can't go that hard. Yeah, guess what, kids? I'm going to rehab. That doesn't mean that tomorrow you can be fucking passed out with a bunch of pills pouring out of your hand in the kitchen floor.
Yeah, the sooner we can get him out of the better.
Yeah, so let's get him out there. And remember, if anybody else out there is in this predicament, and your name's not Oxycontin John, because obviously I can't put everybody in here, it's the Chapman House, and there's a phone number?
There is.
800-451-1947, or you can go chapmanrehab.com. So anybody who needs to know that, can we put it up on Faction website as well?
I'll put it up there, and I know that...
Can you Twitter that shit, Raw Dog?
Yeah.
Just so everyone who's following my Twitter knows how to do it, because some people might not want to call, or they might not be able to read and write like me, and they can just copy my Twitter, and they can go there, and then they can sign up, and you guys can take care of them. And what's the... They usually hit for a couple... They're a month or a couple months?
Usually a month.
A month.
It could be longer, but typically a month, Jason.
And they got a big old window to change their life.
Oh, they do. I mean, you're really once a person's clean, you're dealing with the person. You're not dealing with the drug.
Right.
So the drug addiction is really a side issue at that point.
Yeah.
It's about getting your life together, about taking responsibility for what you've done. Talking to your kids in a way that helps them to heal.
Yeah.
Those are the things that John's going to be doing.
Right, so not only is he going to come back home sober, he's going to come back home sober and be able to explain and help his family cope with all the things that he's done before.
Yeah, well, they're going to be involved. We'll do it over the phone.
Right. They're going to be fucking stoked, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to be crying. There's going to be some deep shit, though.
It's good for you. It's good for you. Having a big bowl is good for you. Every now and then.
Absolutely.
Believe it or not, I've cried. It's hard to believe, but I've done it. Right, Raw Dog, you never cried, right?
Never.
Yeah, you got a trust fund. What's to cry about? If I had a trust fund, I'd never cry. I'd cry tears of joy knowing I don't have to fucking work for the rest of my life.
Sometimes they feel down, and then they just look at the piles of money sitting in their bed. Like,
the piles of unwashed clothes and fucking hot pockets, more like it.
Yeah, no drugs. His is fast food.
Yeah, his is frozen hot pockets. I'd rather be addicted to cocaine than fucking hot pockets. Shit is disgusting. All right. I can't thank you enough, dude. It's so awesome.
Man,
Stretch, it was your idea, dude. I was like, dude, you need to sober up. But you did. You called Tim and...
We got it. I mean,
it's pretty awesome,
he called the show. You know what's funny? When I called Tim and the day I talked to you about it, it was always funny, and John was always funny making, you know, jokes on the show.
Yeah.
And that one day when his daughter walked in and we were like, ooh, there's a kid there. Yeah. I was like, fuck, we gotta help this guy.
Yeah, I knew it was coming, but I wasn't gonna do it. Yeah, I know when you're really wasted and I'm not gonna listen. I'm just gonna block you out and hang up. Like, I've been there. You know what I mean? Where I'm wasted and having a good time.
Yeah. Man, you really need to, you know what I mean, nip it in the butt and take care of yourself. Oh, yeah, yeah. I gotta go.
Fuck you, pussy.
That's like the...
You got a job interview.
Yeah. It's like you're in the middle of having sex and then someone else knocks on the door and says, maybe you should put a rubber on. Like, yeah, I will, dude, just as soon as I come on this chick's face. It's not going to happen. It's too late, motherfucker. I'm in.
Oh, man.
Even if it's Paris Hilton, who allegedly might have herpes.
Yeah, allegedly, according to the Valtrex prescription.
God, you're so evil. Why are you so into telling
it? I'm bringing the picture!
I don't care about the picture. She probably didn't do it. It's probably a friend. She probably got herpes medicine for her friend.
If you were banging her, I would knock on your door and say, "Hey, put a rubber on."
If I was banging her, I'd be in so much trouble when I got home because I'd be saying I have herpes right now. Because I don't give a fuck about what people think of me. You can show it up your ass.
All right. So we get the ball rolling there, and we'll get him with Tim. I'll get his information, and we'll start this ball rolling. Then we'll check in with you and bring John back in after you fix him.
An honor to meet you, man. Yeah. Seriously.
It was a pleasure.
Seriously awesome. People like you exist on the planet. Thank you.
Yeah. You're very welcome.
Fucking good shit. We'll be back with phone calls about John after this because I can see there's a lot of people that have a comment. Jason Alstra. I know, but I'm going to take some calls on OxyContin John right now, and then we'll take calls 866 Joe Faction. Regarding the lovely ladies getting a jaywalking ticket and being having the shit beaten out of them by a police officer. It's just one punch. Tommy boy.
Yo, what up, brother?
You have a comment about OxyContin, John?
Yeah, brother. I hope, brother, give him a red dragon and hope that everything comes out okay for that guy.
I know it's gonna. He's in good hands at ChapmanRehab.com. We're good.
Yeah. Last week when you had him on there and his daughter was running around, I called in. I'm like, damn, I'll reach in my pocket to help this guy. Somebody needs to help that guy.
It's awesome. That's all. It's just awesome to know that people would do that.
Well, yeah.
Good
yeah,
on you, man.
Sometimes, you know, you put money out there, you don't know where it's going. At least maybe this way we can see what's the fix.
Yeah. Well said, man. Well said. Have a good day, mate.
You too, bud.
Later. There you go, and we've got Bucky. You have a comment about rehab?
Yeah, what's going on, boss?
What up, man?
So I'm part of a group, actually, that like sponsors people and gives them scholarships to go to rehab.
You give them a scholarship to go to rehab? How does that work?
Essentially, it's a program that helps pay for their time while they're there, as long as they're sticking to their guns and doing the shit they're supposed to do.
What rehab? What thing is this called? What organization is this?
It's up in northern Minnesota. It's a group called Hazelden.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have a program out there that does that.
That's a fucking cool thing. I gotta start a charity. I like those things. Who should I help? Drug addicts or gay people? Those are the two that I like.
You could help gay drug addicts.
Well, that's a little bit disrespectful to people that are not gay and on drugs, though.
Yeah.
I mean, what am I, Perez Hilton? You can just get away with shit because I'm gay? That's not cool. Thanks for the call, dude. I like those organizations.
In West Hollywood, you see so many like anti-meth ads specifically gathered in this area.
Josh is a former drug addict. Josh?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What you got, man?
Kick ass what you're doing for John. Yeah, yeah. I shot up meth, man, for about 4 years, walked street.
Wow.
Dealt real heavy. I mean, I've seen it all, man. It was crazy shit.
Do you have any teeth?
What's that?
Do you have any teeth?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever suck a dick?
Oh, no. Fuck no, man. Never had to do all
that. Did you let a guy suck your dick?
No, I would've.
Nobody wanted to suck it because you're all retchy and shit from crystal meth.
Oh, no, man. It ain't like that. I'm actually one of the fortunate ones, man. I got out of it unscathed.
That's crazy that you shot it up, though, man. Wow.
And I wasn't brought up like that or nothing. Just moved to the wrong town, met the wrong people, and shit got real.
It's that easy.
And had a little girl, met a girl, she didn't do it or nothing. She straightened my ass right out, and I've been clean 6 years on my own. I'm a boss in a company, makes damn good money, got my own home, bought a ski boat this year.
You went to rehab, man, right? Man.
Nope, did it on my own, man.
Wow, check you out.
Just fucking had enough one day. I go to the gym 4 nights a week. Just kicking ass, man. Life's good. Life's real good.
Well done, buddy.
Fucking A, man. Thanks for the red dragons. I wanted to call for a long time with that story and never could get through and shit. But
that's a commendable story right there, man. I thought I was cool because I got off some booze and shit, fucking shooting up that's crystal really and then getting off shit. By yourself. Well done, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. But show kicks ass. Fucking listen to you every day from 1 to 4. I sit in my truck all day, don't do shit. I just answer phone calls. But listen to your show. Love it, man. Keep up good work, boss.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for the support.
Yep.
Later.
Yep.
Wow. Fucking hell. How the hell did he do that? See, as Devlin Steele told me one time about being addicted to drugs. He's like, it's, you know, I mean, these people that are, you know, they're junkies and alcoholics and all that, saying they can't hold a job. that when all these guys, all the guys and girls in the world that are that abuse themselves with drugs and alcohol, the most dedicated individuals on the planet, because every day, no matter what, no matter how broke they get or how tough times are, they always get drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Yeah.
Their job is to get high, and they are always high.
One thing you can say about drug addicts is that they have a goal in life.
Yeah, but
that goal is to get drugs.
And they always achieve it. Yeah, think about all the homeless people out there that are all, they're high, and the next day they're high.
Right.
They figure out how to get some shit. They work hard, around the clock, 24/7, figuring out ways to get money so that they can get high.
No, drug addicts can be very resourceful.
Yeah, it's like one of the tougher jobs you can get in the world, that and being a mum. Gordon.
Hey, what's going on, Jason? How are you?
Good, mate. What do you got for me?
I just wanted to call and commend you, along with the rest of your staff, for what you do, not only for what you did for OxyContin John, and also everybody else. I know you're not doing it for people. I got to call in and commend you, but you probably have no idea how many people that you're helping, those who are afraid to call in, and just keep doing what you're doing by just being brutally honest with people and helping it, extending an olive branch out to people. You're doing a great job. Love your show, and keep on rocking, brother.
Aw, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Later, mate. I like that.
Yeah.
I'll take that one. Try to remember that one. He likes me, I'm helping people. He likes me, I'm helping people. He likes me, I'm
there
helping
you
people.
Go.
Don't look at the people that hate you on Twitter, because that dude likes you and you're helping people. Okay, I'm good. All right, everybody. Remember not to die and all that other great things. Shout outs to yourselves. Thanks for listening. Follow me on Twitter for a great steak. Shane Carwin, shout out to you. Shout out to Everlast. And, shout out to OxyContin John for getting off his ass and cleaning your life up and not being a complete cocksucker for the rest of your life and fucking your kid's life. And of course, I should probably thank Tim Chapman. Any of you assholes got a problem with your drugs? ChapmanRehab.com. It's never too late, man. Even when you're 60. Ozzy Osbourne got sober when he was 60, didn't he?
Yeah.
And look at him. Now he's one of the greatest Americans of all time. Anyone else want to be a great American? All you got to do is get off the drugs. And you can be as great as us. How great am I, Raw Dog?
Pretty great.
Pretty great?
You're very great.
I'm very great. Watch me at Pie Room Motocross Track. Check out my whip. Check out me in the green room. Check me underwater looking for sharks, because I don't give a fuck. And check me out on Twitter for a great steak. And don't forget my band, Taint Stick. We got a new song coming out. How did I make that new song? I'll tell you how I made it. Sober. And I'm undefeated. If anybody wants to fight me, I'll be in the fucking parking lot in 15 minutes. No, in 5 minutes. I will kick your fucking ass. Because I am the future. Test it.
I'm like the Jimi Hendrix of this shit.
Every weekday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Jason Ellis is on Faction.
Faction!